You forgot to tell everyone what tonight's episode is about.
You are now tuned in to episode 6. Just Vibe with your soul sister. This is the last episode of season 1, and I am currently just vibing in the car. I am headed to Keon Harold's show in Highland Park. So right now I am on Figueroa. And Highland Park, that's like an hour away from where I live. I didn't know that it was this far, but for some reason I am so excited about this show. Let me turn this thing off and listen to the damn GPS. But yeah, I'll be back. I'm in the car. I'm running Keon Harold trying to get to the lodge room tonight. Blessings and love to Keon Harold. Oh my gosh, this brother is sick on that horn. My God. That tune is titled Her Beauty Through My Eyes, featuring Pharoah Monch. All praise to the Most High for this gift. Much, 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 much thanks to God for all that He's done for me and my loved ones. Thank you, thank you. So we're going to talk about my week. I went to 3 shows this past week. So you just heard on the intro, I was in the car headed to Keon Harold and Friends' show in Highland Park at the Lodge Room. I peeped another show at the beginning of the week at the Viper Room. And then this past Friday, ended it with a show at Lexington Theater. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever you celebrate, be merry within it. I don't see anything wrong with anybody celebrating Christmas or anybody celebrating what they celebrate. A lot of times, this is the only time of the year that families come together and they show one another love and they communicate with one another. Everything is always on the up and up during the holidays with the family, especially on that day. So we don't want to take that away from people. We want to encourage them, you know, because sometimes that's the only day of the year that people are thankful or people are wanting to love on their loved ones. So I'm for it. Tonight is the season in review, since this is the last episode of season 1. So, you know, we have to kind of rewind and... bring it back and talk about each episode. Each episode tells a different story of what my passions are. So we'll get into that and why the episodes was set and timed as they were. We're going to also talk about why I am podcasting. You know, what is my drive? What made me choose to do podcasting? What made me put my voice out for millions of people to hear? We'll talk about interviews as well. Interviews will start next season in season 2. So, you know, but just vibe with your soul sister. I'm gonna let y'all listen to some of the tunes that I listen to when I'm just vibing around the house or when I'm in the car or when I'm at work. I'm gonna let you, we gonna vibe on this one.
We riding down guns and we get into that Viper Room. We finna see the J.O. when he finna hit the microphone. LA, hey, J.O. want that know ya and he finna hit it right. He at the Viper Room and he in L.A. tonight. Whoa, yeah.
So that track that I was just freestyling over, and yes, I was freestyling in the car. For some reason, all this hip-hop, these shows that I've been seeing is hip-hop shows, so I've just been in the car freestyling on the way to the shows. That track is called I'm Pressure, Mr. Kelly featuring Bloodshot. So yeah, Mr. Kelly also performed at the Viper Room. So I was like, well, I'm going to run his album, because if he's going to be there, I want to see, you know, what type of music he makes. And he's a producer, and he did a DJ set at the Viper Room. Tracks on the album, Mr. Kelly's album, it's called The Big House. A lot of tracks on that feature J.O., who I know. That's from New Orleans. I met him in L.A. actually. But yeah, so he's on a lot of the tracks. So Jay, also known as Primo, he performed. He gonna be on Virtuous Optimist podcast next season. We gonna peep him in an interview, so you can look out for that. Met some dope artists at the Viper Room. It was pretty much like a showcase type of thing. But yeah, it was a number of different performers, and I got to see a band with a rapper and two guys, Us the Folks. They were on like some real like that timeless type of hip hop. So I peeped them, was able to, you know, touch base with them and meet them and introduce myself and all that. So that was really cool. So that was the Viper Room. That was Sunday night. So back to this Keon Harrell show. The title of the event was called Jazz is Dead. Jazz heads know that jazz is not dead. So we knew that this was just a spin on things. And when I tell you it was a spin, my God. Oh my gosh. Like, when I tell you that I was so anxious for this show, because I just knew, like, I knew that this was gonna be an awesome show. The opening performance was by Joseph Lindberg Astro Progression Ensemble. And the DJ sets was even super dope. I'm like, I gotta go ask her, what's she running right now? Like, what's she spinning? Because that rose. So DJ said when I got there, Wildflower was on the turntable. Then a guy named Sacred, and then Adrian Young. I've never experienced a show where the drummer dominates the stage, you know, aside from the main act, because of course, you know, Keon was on the horn and he did his thing, I mean, amazingly. But I mean, this guy on the drums was amazing. The drummer's name is Chris Dave, but man, he was rocking on those drums. I mean, this was just an amazing experience. It's like jazz and these concerts that I go to and that these experiences that I have with live music. It's like, it's just a gift that just keeps on giving, you know, to me. And I love it. I just love, 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 love live music. I love music, period. So the show was Thursday night. This past Sunday, I was kind of like networking on social media. And as I'm on there, because the only person I follow on Instagram is Rafael Sadiq. And that was primarily because I had done an episode on Rafael Sadiq, episode 2, just music appreciation. So I only followed him because I was, you know, that's what I was studying at that point. I peeped him. He posted some clips, some video clips from the Jazz Is Dead Keon Harold and Friends show. So I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, you gotta be kidding me. And it's so crazy because on my way there, like, I was like, man, like, I wonder if Rafael Sadiq gonna be there, because probably the day before I had saw Keon had posted a picture with Ali from A Tribe Called Quest. And I know that Rafael Sadiq and Ali, they're really close, you know, because they've been in Lucy Pearl together, you know, they've done, you know, made music together, all kinds of stuff, you know, and people grow really cool relationships from working together in music. So I had saw that Ali was in a picture with Keon in LA the day before the show. And so I was like, all it takes is for Ali to talk to Rafael Sadiq and tell him about this Jazz Is Dead show. And boom, he there. So the whole time I'm like, man, Rafael gonna be there. He gonna be there. So I was like, you know, I was moving around a little bit in the spot, because it wasn't a big spot at all. I was moving around, but I guess not enough, because I didn't cross paths with Rafael Sadiq. I'm like, what is going on? Like, how did this happen? Like, we're in the same small room and we don't cross paths at all. Like, that is so crazy to me. But anyway, so that was my experience with Jazz Is Dead, Keon Harold's show. Peace and love to Keon. He's a phenomenal instrumentalist, a phenomenal artist. His new album came out this year, The Musician, Musician, Musician. So check out that album. I mean, let it run through. Like, just vibe to it. I mean, he has some of that timeless jazz in there mixed with some hip hop type of jazz. He got some bass in there. I mean, you heard that in the song on the intro. I mean, that bass was killing. And Keon was just vibing with that bass so well. Oh my gosh. Yeah, peace and love, peace and love. Check out the album.
You riding around town in your Benz. You focus on them 2020. We focus on places we never been. We just trying to win, not trying to sing. I'm going out with a fist raised and a fist full of money. Give it to the fifth grade. Drink a fifth of Hennessy and then take another fade with a Democratic policy. From CA, they don't want to see ABLACK, making some scratch like a Hall of Fame DJ. Give us some free J's, put us in the PJs. Now we in the county jail, calling for a three-way. Goddamn, y'all cold. Mark of the beast, where your goddamn barcode? Stuck in the street, where's dark like Harpo? Black man, tell me where your goddamn heart go. Although, I'm in the land of milk and honey. Nobody never gave me shit. When I got my first chain, all the niggas tried to take it from me. I had to fight back and shit, get it back and shit. And you rap niggas looking funny, trying to talk back and shit. Like you back that shit, acting like you real.
All right, so this last show, which was Friday night, one of the guys that work in my building at work, Ray, he's a rapper and he's from Houston. He sings on some of his songs and he reminds me of Zero when he sings. So I was like, keep singing, because you got it when you sing. But yeah, he's a dope rapper. So he was performing at the Lexington Theater on Friday night, an entertainment group called Get Money Stop Hating. They're on a tour right now and it's so cool, the tour that they have going on, because it's like a tour of the underground. Like, the underground artists are touring around the country. So I think that's really dope. You know, it's like, music is music, you know, and some people are offended or have an issue when they're labeled underground or local artists, or, you know, are there's, you know, different levels and mainstream and, you know, right below me, you know, all that stuff. And people get offended by certain things. But if you are an underground artist, if you are not mainstream, if a lot of people do not know about you, you are underground. You are an underground artist. I don't care what you say. And nothing's wrong with being an underground artist. Like I've said many, many times before, I think that underground artists make some of the rawest music. I mean, look, if you go back and listen to Kendrick Lamar's earlier hear music. He was killing, and it was so much hunger in his voice. Like, have you heard the hard part one? You know, have you heard, you know, the hard part two?
25 to life with a murder charge. Your enemies was to pray, and now you pray to God. I pray these bars get farther than Compton. And if I wreck and if I break, I still won't break my promise. I promise to keep it honest. Secret society, all we ask is trust. And all we lack is communication, like service sucks. The people scared of annihilation when kingdom come. And I'm like the Kendrick Lamar OD in less than a month, alright? Gotta keep it pushing. Can't let the government tell me how my future looking. I'm on Rosecrans and Central, trying to duck the central bookings. If the fucking pigs get behind me, then you know I'm booking. Never will I surrender. I've been a warrior when I came out my mom's placenta. In the gutter lane like a master splinter. How splendid, I guess my project had did it.
When you're on the underground, you are super hungry, and it shows. It's like raw, like you really, really raw. So, but yeah, so the show at the Lexington, it was like another showcase, and I mean, it was like artist after artist after artist after artist. It was a really dope experience, and you know, so I'm in there vibing, and I'm peeping the dope artists on stage, and I'm, you know, introducing myself to them because I'm like, you know, that was dope, you know, and I'm like, I got a podcast. Type of thing, you know, so just networking, you know, really, and having a good time. One of the guys who put on the show and the tour, I got to meet him, Jay Ali. Got to meet him and talk with him. But yeah, it was like a dope vibe in there, you know. It's like, you know, just moving around freely, communicating with people and hopefully building with people, you know, to work and create things in the future.
I need some alone time. Cut off my phone, get in the zone within my home mind. I'm gone, be back in a minute, cruise till I hit the beach of Venice. Parlay, play the strip like an arcade while bumping some Sade. Sweetest taboo, my brain is a castle built from the hands of God. Oh God, I'm a free soul staring in the belly of an ego. That's not a metaphor, that's just me, ho. They say I'm an activist rapper, I'm just a regular nigga, Jigga and Pac playing John Madden. I picture that while I finish rolling this bubble kush, reading scriptures from the good book. That's not considered a sin, is it?
As I move, way better doing me, I can only do me. I hope that you do you. I'm into myself truly, I can only feel me. Some people say I'm rude, but I don't give a damn if she, if he, if them, or they say I'm uncool. Nothing will change how I feel.
So yeah, a little hip hop, a little jazz, and then some more hip hop to end out my week. So yeah, I had a wonderful time this week. By the time the weekend came around, I was beat. And I'm like, I just need to rest. Now I want to go into the season in review, you know, and review the season. You know, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to let you hear some highlights from episodes 1-5. Disco Lady was the first record to go platinum. That's what I learned on Unsung, was that his record, Disco Lady, that was the very first record to go platinum. Before, I mean, they had to create that for his achievement. All my sisters and brothers who go on platinum these days, thank your forefather, Johnny Taylor. Him and the people that he had behind him, because he didn't create it himself. There's producers and, you know, people on his team that helped that record be what it was. Writers, you know. Such a love child.
Boom, boom, boom,
and
boom, boom,
every man boom, in this place boom, would love to boom, be boom, in a space.
Boom, boom, boom,
as the night settles down, boom, she'd be boom, a lot of clever clowns.
Boom, 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 boom,
and I'll do boom, my best boom, to boom, be boom, better boom, than the rest. Boom. She is so.
So you have you seen my smile? Mentioned understanding your words.
Yes. So what does that mean?
So to me, that means understanding what you bring to the table and knowing what skills that you have or things you're working on to get better at. So whether you apply that to your job, family relationships, or just a significant other, understanding what you bring to the table, what you will and will not put up with.
Right.
Basically that.
Got it. Okay, yeah, so I think I agree. It's, you know, understanding your worth. Like you said, you know, figure out what you're willing to put up, what you're willing to put up with. Because in this life, it's like, come on, we have to compromise. You know, we have to make some compromises with certain things. But, you know, it needs to be a compromise that you're comfortable with and that you feel that is beneficial to you.
That's very true.
That's just how we were talking about if when a woman is cheated on, you know. Like tell that story.
Next up is an intro to smooth jazz with a live performance by saxophonist Nicholas Richard.
Hello, how y'all doing? My name is Nicholas Richard from Lafayette, Louisiana, saxophonist and a jazz lover. Man, music is my passion, man. Been in a band, Marshall Southern University band, for 4 years. I've been in a band since I was a little boy, you know. And I would also like to thank Virtuous Optimist for choosing me for her podcast this Thursday for jazz. This piece that y'all about to listen is one of my originally own. I composed it, played the saxophone. Everything that you're going to hear is from me, from the heart and from the soul. And it's called Life of Emotions. And it's just about, you know, emotions that you go through in life. I think y'all going to be able to feel what I was trying to portray and the message, and I hope y'all enjoy it, man.
Foundation.
Being an owner of a business and also creating the actual content where I hand paint on my merchandise, it can be tedious for the simple fact that it is a form of artwork. And our mother, Erica Badu, said,
"Now keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit."
The hardest thing to do when starting my business was actually starting. That was the hardest part. Though I had everything organized and I had all the business aspect worked out, I continued to stall on putting my product out for people to see. I was doubting myself. I was fearful that it wouldn't be received correctly. I was really unsure on how other people would receive it. The biggest thing for me to overcome was basically myself. I had to overcome the doubt that I had with myself, how my artwork would be received from the masses, that I forgot that I believed in me. And when I first started, when I came up with that idea, when I began to put the paintbrush on the jacket, I believed in me. So if I believe in me, then people will follow suit if they see that. So I had to talk myself into setting a deadline and putting it out on that deadline, just letting God do the rest. If it's for me, it's gonna be for me. If it's gonna make it, it's gonna make it. If it's not, I'm gonna learn from it. Like I had to tell myself, if you believe in it, put it out there. You're not gonna regret it. Everything that's gonna happen, you're gonna learn from it and take those lessons learned and apply it to your life, apply to your business, but just don't set yourself back from creating, you know, everything that you want to create. With that said, guys, if you have a project that you're working on, if you know you have anything that you're wanting to put out and share with the world, do it. Like, do it now. Don't wait. Just get it done. My name is Emerald Gidry. I'm the owner of Be Black Denim.
Yes, indeed.
So my goal for the podcast for season one, a Virtuous Optimist podcast, my goal was to get you to feel and understand every segment that our platform has to offer. So you got some encouragement, you got some great soul tunes, some history. We shine light on our forefathers and our foremothers, and we shine light on those to come, which is who I reference all the time as underground artists. So episode one, just unions. You heard me talk about how Johnny Taylor was the first, or Johnny Taylor's Disco Lady record was the first record to go platinum. And I ran Disco Lady. Go back and listen to episode one, just unions. We also talk about how unions, I compare unions to that of a band and how bands communicate with one another. I think unions should be that way. And you know.
Resist when you pass my way. Your name, beauty in the dark. I'm staring through the fog, trying to find where you are. You got to take my hand. You got to at least give me this one chance. I've been waiting all night. Don't be cool, girl. It's only right. I've been watching and waiting all night long.
Episode two was just music appreciation. We ended up dedicating that whole episode to Rafael Sadiq and his career, because I thought that his career exemplified music appreciation, as far as really appreciating the art of music and how it all comes together from, you know, the person who's producing it and the person that's singing, the person that's playing the instruments. Every aspect of music, I think that was my point when I was talking about music appreciation. So I thought that Rafael Sadiq was a perfect example of every aspect of creating music, because he can do it all.
Fire.
You gotta keep up. Come on, stand up.
So yeah, that's a dope episode as well, episode 2. But yeah, peace and love to Rafael Sadiq, phenomenal artist. Episode 3, Just Virtuous Women. We get a little philosophical on that one. You know, that's where we're talking real experiences as virtuous women. What a virtuous woman is to us. What does that mean to us personally? Double standards we talk about. Peace and love to Megan. She was on the show and she spoke very freely. So I really appreciate that. That is what Virtuous Optimist platform is. It's a place to come and to be your raw, natural self. And you can speak freely. Everyone is imperfect. No one is perfect, but we strive to be our best selves. So Virtuous Women, that was episode 3. Episode 3, we also started shining light on underground artists, phenomenal underground raw artists. So we featured Crystal Dunes on Unjust Virtuous Women. That's a virtuous sister as well. So peace and love to Crystal.
Lay down with the devil. Every night that I sleep.
Episode 4, Just Jazz. This is my favorite episode. Oh my gosh. Season flashback, I got stuck listening to this episode. Like, I was listening to the whole episode and I was like, I really just came to just grab a little piece. But yeah, so I really love Just Jazz and I think you'll love it too. On Just Jazz, Virtuous Optimist brought it all the way back to the beginning of jazz, where it originated, you know, how it evolved and how things had changed in jazz and the jazz styles. Highly recommend Just Jazz. Alrighty, and on Just Jazz, what you heard on the flashback was Nick from Lafayette, Louisiana. He is a saxophonist. Love, love, love that piece. Peace and love to Nick for coming and being a part of Virtuous Optimist podcast. I can't thank him enough for doing that for the podcast. Episode 5 is Just the Morning After a Setback. So right here is where we are sharing with you how to overcome a setback. So I got my soul sister that you heard on the flashback, Emerald Guidry from Be Black Denim. And here we are at episode 6. So episode 6, we got a little bit into one of the main segments of Virtuous Optimist podcast, which is underground artists. In the hip hop world, though, we showcased a soul singer, Crystal Dunes, and then we showcased a saxophone player, Nicholas Richard. And then so on episode 6 this season, we got to get some live footage from an actual concert of some underground artists. And that pretty much ties into why I'm podcasting. You know, my reason for podcasting is because I love to uplift people. I love to be positive. I love to share peace with people. You know, I just love to live a peaceful life, and I just want to be in positive atmospheres and positive environments. I always want to be that person that people come around and they're, you know, they feel at peace around me. You know, I just love that. So, you know, I wanted to give that back to people. I wanted to give people a platform to be able to come and be positive and uplift people and share their wisdom and knowledge with other people, you know. So that's why I invite loved ones to come on the show and express themselves. I love music. You know, I love sharing music with people. I want other people to hear it and to be able to feel that same way about music. So I was like, well, I have to find a way to where I can share music just with the mass of people, you know, and not necessarily just shooting a text message to certain people. I just wanted a platform to where I can express myself and express my passions and be a vessel for, you know, other people. All praise to the Most High for this gift. You know, like I mentioned last episode, you know, God gave me this gift, and once he gave it to me, it was no turning back. You know, so God knows our desires much more, much better than we know our own desires. And sometimes he just gives us our desires and gives us our gifts and, you know, and our purposes, you know. But it's awesome to figure out and to finally figure out what your purpose is here. So, yeah, so finally with the podcast, I finally kind of sort of figured out, and I'm still trying to figure out my place in all of this. You know, I'm trying to figure out my place in music. I'm trying to figure out my place in podcasting. I'm trying to figure out my place in just this whole platform. You know, we talked about interviews. You know, that is another component of podcasting, is conducting interviews. So up until recently, I had been in like an HR type of role for a number, at least 2 or 3 years I had been in that type of role. And I was conducting interviews. Of course, during that time, I'm not really knowing why I'm in this role, because that's not necessarily what I went to school for, but the business where I work is what I went to school for. But long story short, I was in those HR and interviewer positions because it was preparing me, obviously, to be able to interview people on my podcast and interview artists and be able to conduct a very effective interview. You know, how to read body language, how to make people comfortable. You know, and that's the number one thing. You know, when I conduct my interviews, you know, my number one concern with any interview that I conduct is if that person that I'm interviewing is comfortable. Because I feel like if a person that you're interviewing is not comfortable, then it's not going to be a great interview. And I feel like if we're taking time to do an interview, if we're taking out the time to communicate and to vibe with one another and get to know one another and have a conversation about life and art and creating things and God, you know, I feel like we have to be comfortable with one another. So it's all about making that person comfortable with you. So I learned all of those things within, you know, that HR role. So I am appreciative of that. Going back to the last episode, episode 5, Just the Morning After a Setback, I talked about how the journey is most important, and it's not necessarily the destination that's the most important part of this whole thing. If you don't go through the journey and learn and grow the things that you need for that final destination, you know, how effective are you going to be in that final destination if that's just the goal? You know, so the journey should be the goal, because the destination is always there. It's always going to be there. It never moves. because it's just the destination. But yeah, so you can look forward to on season two interviews. We're going to start interviews next season. Season two, I'm excited. You know, I have some people, some artists in mind. A lot of hip hop artists that I have in mind for interviews. Of course, we're going to get some soul in there and some jazz in there for sure. So yeah, we're going to continue to give you quality stuff. I'm very pleased with season one of Virtuous Optimist Podcast. The numbers weren't high, but I am pleased. I'm so grateful for the podcast. I'm grateful for everyone that has been a part of the podcast, everyone that is listeners of the podcast, anyone that has sowed a seed into the podcast. I am so grateful and so thankful for you. I mean, it's just amazing. I could go into names of people who are very supportive in being a part of the podcast. If you have ever, you know, sowed a seed into me, you've ever encouraged me, you gave me some feedback, you shared with me, you listen to me, you talk to me, you communicate. You know, if you've ever did anything kind toward me, I really, really appreciate it. Going to continue to thrive with Virtuous Optimist Podcast. So yes, like I mentioned, this is the last episode of Virtuous Optimist Podcast season one. We're going to be off for about a month and then we'll come back in February. We will have many episodes sporadically during the off season. So just be on the lookout for those. I have a few people in mind. I didn't get to talk about Donald Byrd too much on the Just Jazz episode. So I'm going to do a little mini episode on Donald Byrd. So yeah, I'm going to do that. So we're not going to slow down too much. Just a little bit. Also, stay tuned. Merchandise coming soon. I've been down in that Garma district, so some merchandise is coming pretty soon. And also, I'm going to start sending out a newsletter. So I'm going to be reaching out to you guys to get my email list up. All praise to the Most High. I cannot say this enough. You know, every single thing that happens, I'm always saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because that's what's most important in all of our lives. I mean, and especially in my life, you know, I talk about how much I love music, but I am very God-fearing. And I just want to please God. I just want to be a vessel for God. And I want to live righteous and be virtuous. Peace and love.
Machado, you know what this hurt remind me of, son? What? Fucking that goody mob, nigga, that... you need to get up, get out, and get something.
Oh, oh. Pass by. Yes, yes, yeah. Get high. Yeah, I met her sister in the cut. You can tell from her titties that she rough. She super rough. Ain't got no bra. She just vibing in the cut, man. What?
Get rich, I'm gonna be wealthy. Won't forget why I came from, nor the people that helped me. Life is testing my patience. I'm pacing, feel like I'm racing, praying my feet won't fail me. Passing weed like batons, there's relay robbery, playing beats that are loop. All of my niggas trying to make it, I know y'all relating. Supply the pressure while they leave out the boot. I'm Cool J like L with an L lit. Dollar sign on my name because it's spelled rich like Hershey bars. Got so much drive, don't feel the need to reverse a car. Switch the papers, I need to chill with it. Helen Gars gonna be a superstar, don't care about the fame. As real as a $100 bill, shout out to Mr. James. I've been lost for a while now.